News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A rail strike is averted. The Senate's passed legislation forcing unions to accept a previous deal. The president had said he would sign the bill as soon as it reaches his desk. President Biden says he'll be willing to speak with Russia's president about ending the war in Ukraine.
If, in fact, there is an interest in him deciding he's looking for a way to end the war, he hasn't done that yet. If that's the case, in consultation with my French and my NATO friends, I'll be happy to sit down with Putin to see what he wants, has in mind.
The comments came as the Bidens hosted the president of France and his wife to a formal state dinner at the White House. It was a star-studded event with some 300 guests. A federal appeals court ended an independent review of documents seized from former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. That means with the elimination of a special master, the criminal investigation can go forward into the handling of government documents. The U.S. Supreme Court will rule on the president's student loan cancellation plan. Our Ed Donahue has details.
It means the debt forgiveness program is on hold for now, with a final answer by early summer, about 2 months before the newly extended pause on loan repayments is set to expire. The plan promises $10,000 in federal student debt forgiveness to people with incomes of less than $125,000.
The nation's first trial over a ban on gender-confirming care for children has ended. The Arkansas case is now in the hands of a federal judge who had temporarily blocked the law last year. Arkansas wrapped up its case with testimony from a pediatric endocrinologist who's opposed to providing that type of treatment to transgender children. This is AP News. Some Democratic star power in Georgia trying to keep a crucial Senate seat in the party's hands.
In Atlanta,
I'm back!
Former President Barack Obama rallying voters for someone he calls a friend.
And your outstanding senator, Raphael Warnock.
Friday is the last day of early in-person voting in the Senate runoff between Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Voters have already cast more than 1.4 million ballots amid an all-hands-on-deck push by Democrats, while Republicans, especially Walker, have taken a less aggressive approach. Senate control is not in play. Democrats have already secured 50 Senate seats and have Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote. I'm Ben Thomas.
Believe it or not, an iconic part of the Atlantic City Boardwalk is closing. The Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum closes December 31st. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.